From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is defending his executive order banning entry to refugees and people from seven Muslim-majority countries amid growing legal challenges and protests across the U.S. as Democrats prepare to issue legislation to block the ban. R. Nicholas Pallarino is a terrorism scholar at Georgetown University.
It seems to me they're trying to make the process of people getting into this country more uniform. They're trying to standardize the vetting process, and they're also trying to ensure the country of origin can provide appropriate information on the people that are coming into this country.
In a series of tweets Monday morning, Mr. Trump said the Department of Homeland Security Secretary General John Kelly told him that, in his words, all is going well with very few problems. The order signed Friday includes a 120-day suspension of refugee admissions and a 90-day entry ban for people from Iraq, Iran, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, Libya, and Yemen. Gunmen attacked in Quebec City, a mosque in Canada, late Sunday, killing six people and wounding eight others. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police Superintendent Martin Plant said two suspects have been arrested, but he did not give additional information about their identities or motive.
We're still in the early stage of the investigation. We're still trying to determine all the facts associated with the incident. So, and not to interfere with the progress of the investigation, we're not going to discuss the specific at this time.
Superintendent Martin Plant. This is VOA News.